Before I name the name, I just wanted to say this was the worst escape room I've ever played. Has it been a long week? Do you need a break?
Are you stressed? Stuck in your job? Maybe you need an escape.
I'm Kadir Kai.
And I'm Ezekiel Kadir Kai. And this
is Escape Break,
where we discuss all things escape rooms in Southern California.
The good.
The bad.
The funny.
And don't forget the awkward.
Trust me, I wish I could.
This show is just on the horizon. Get ready to sit back, relax, stop working, and take a break with us.
Welcome back, Escape Breakers. It's your favorite escape room aficionados, Ezekiel Kadir Kai, and new guest, Kadir Kai, here to unravel the mysteries of Southern California escape room scene.
That's right, Zeke. And boy, do we have a juicy topic for you today. We're delving into the depths of the worst escape rooms in Southern California. But before we get started, we have a special announcement. Beth and Tatiana, our former co-hosts, have officially been, let's say, escorted out of the studio. Now it's just us, folks.
Yep, it's the Kadir Kai and Ezekiel Kadir Kai show now. No more holding back with those two slowing us down.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of those atrocious escape rooms. Today, we'll talk about our top 10 worst escape rooms of Southern California. Kadir, do you remember that one with the broken lock and the missing key?
Yes. I believe it was called Escape Room Disaster 7001. It didn't make sense to me. Why did they name it that? 7001 doesn't even make any sense. I think they forgot to read the instruction manual on how to build an escape room. I can't believe we even wasted money on that one.
And what about the infamous Trap House Escape? They said it was an escape room, and then all of a sudden it turned into a burlesque show. I had no idea what I signed up for.
Don't even get me started on that one, Zeke. I had nightmares for weeks. It was the worst.
But you know what, Escape Breakers? Before we talk about more and more of our least favorite escape rooms, we have a little surprise for you.
What's that, Zeke?
You may be listening to us on a specific day, and we're just here to say,
April Fools.
For those who are listening, you know better. We would never kick our hosts off the show, but you know I'm always up for a good prank. When you listen to Escape Break in the next coming months, you'll be hearing more of myself, Beth, and Tatiana. I want to say a special thank you to Beth and Tatiana for putting up with me and my pranks. Hopefully, you listen to this whole episode to know a few things about Escape Break. One, we're a team. Two, we would never have an episode talking about the worst escape rooms. Unlike other podcasts and other blogs, we focus on the positive, and we fully believe that each escape room can be enjoyed depending on what you like. So we're here to bring you a different perspective on escape rooms, behind the scenes, talking about future evolutions of escape rooms and all the wild and wacky things that you've come to know and love us for. So for those listening to this special April Fool's episode, we wanted to say thank you for being an escape breaker. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for supporting the show. Until next time, it's me, Ezekiel Kadir Kai, and for the last time, it's me, Kadir Kai, as a temporary host. We'll see you next time. Keep on escaping, and remember, don't believe everything you hear, especially on April 1st. Hey, Kai, guess what?
No, don't say it. I need more time.
Break time is just about over. But Kadir, what if they want more? They can tune into the next episode.
Next episode?
Of course. There's so many great escape break adventures to share.
Well, what can they do between now and then?
They can follow us on social media.
Share this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
And what if they are new to the show?
Then they should go back and listen to all the great episodes. Even the ones with Beth and Tati.
Awesome. And don't forget to send in your questions to us. And be sure to tune in soon for your next escape break.